Smitty, are you there?
I'm here, brother.
Well, the DJ is it's a new month with the same old crappy DJ, so we've put the train wreck.
Yeah, there were a lot of rings there, but I was a little concerned.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, don't worry.
Everything's back normal. It's a Monday.
If you need me to put it in the ditch, you just let me know.
We're good.
All right. We're better now that you're here, bailing out the day. And thankfully, the wonderful powers of editing audio, no one will even hear this later. So that's the good news there. You had a busy night, a gorgeous night for football on Friday night. And the Battle of the City, Act Number 2, took place as South maintains their perfect record, the number 3 ranked in the final polls. Panthers defeating the North Cougars. It was the 51st meeting. And now, South, on to this Friday night sectional championship. Tell us all about it.
Well, November is upon us, and that's the month you start winning championships. And the first step is Friday night at home at Huff Memorial for Coach Mo and his unbeaten and third-ranked South Panther 11. The sectional title on the line against Terre Haute North in a rematch from Week 7, a team they conquered 21-7 back on that rainy first Friday of October. 10-0 they are, breaking open a close semifinal game Friday night pass with Bloomington North, 44-13. A complete defensive 23-0 whitewash the second half, breaking open a close 21-13 game at halftime. Sophomore Christian Paycheck and senior Marquise Holt combined for 181 yards and 4 touchdowns, 3 of those from Paycheck, whose TD right there toward the end of the first half was key, as that gave the Panthers their 8-point halftime lead, breaking open a real close game. And then the defense did the rest in the second half. Sophomore Gavin Yeske, 306 yards, 2 long-distance touchdowns to John Earl Rochelle Manns of 91 and 55 yards. Manns continues to put up big-time numbers. He caught 4 balls Friday night for 167 yards. He has scored 5 touchdowns in the last 2 games. Defense forced 4 turnovers. That was the storyline, including a safety in the third quarter, a unit that held Cam Morgan to just 31 yards in the second half after Cam produced 111 in the opening 24 minutes. The Cougar season closed with Cam running for 142 yards. He finished a great career wearing the maroon and gold with his best campaign, closing with a 1,080-yard season. Terre Haute North snapped a late season 4-game losing streak to beat Terre Haute South 17-7 in its semifinal. The Patriots are 4-6 coming to the Memorial Ball Yard on Friday night. South will be out to nail down its 11th overall sectional title as back-to-back for the first time possibly in 16 years come Friday night. So good stuff continuing along for the Panther footballers. Charlie Wortham's North Cross Country Harriers wound up 15th at the state championship run over at Laverne Gibson Course in Terre Haute on Saturday. Seniors Isaac Benz and Matt Campbell both finished in the top 50. The Cougars' third man was sophomore Andrew Warren, while senior Colin Smith finished as the fourth man. South senior Evan Franklin closed out an outstanding career in cross country, finishing 15th to earn All-State honors. Larry Williams' Panthers wound up 21st. Meanwhile, Justin Helmer's North Girls closed its outstanding season with a 17th place finish, a spot in front of Samantha Ginther's South Panthers. All-State honors out to sophomore Grace Williams, who finished 16th, and freshman Grace Saccone was 39th. Sophomore Todora Galuska was South's number one, followed by Tori Bamba. Well, you know it's November when we start talking hoops. The Jason Spear era opens tomorrow night for the North girls. In from Columbus North, where he was an outstanding boys basketball coach for the Bulldogs, he's now in charge of the North girls. They'll open up at Greenwood tomorrow night. Gary Sims in his 9th year out at Edgewood. They open as well on the road at West Vigo. South won't be opening until the 10th of this month. Larry Winter's 17th year at the helm on the south side. Don't forget In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6. It's Colts football tonight in the red zone from 7 until 7:30. Bob Lamy takes over with Chuck Pagano in the pregame coverage as the Colts try to snap their spin. It'll be a tough challenge tonight taking on the unbeaten Carolina Panthers, who are running along 6-0. We'll begin our coverage with the ball game at 7:30 tonight here on the airwaves.
Yep, busy day in the NFL yesterday, Joe. One of the interesting stories that came out, Jay Glazer reporting that Andrew Luck has been dealing with broken ribs since week three.
Yeah,
and hasn't popped up on the Colts injury report. The NFL makes sure those injury reports are accurate because they want to give the appearance of it being on the up and up. Information needs to be out there for everybody to see, just not certain people. So we'll see if that has any lingering effect moving forward.
Yeah.
The lingering effect on the Colts moving forward, it's unbeaten Carolina tonight, and 6 days later it's unbeaten Peyton Manning and the Broncos, who dismantled Aaron Rodgers' high-flying offense in the Packers last night. Rodgers passed for 77 yards, Joe. That's it.
Yeah.
That's one drive.
Unbelievable.
It is. The Broncos' defense is better than good, and Peyton Manning didn't have a touchdown pass, but threw for over 300 yards. They ran for 160. Denver remains unbeaten, as do the Bengals. Cincinnati beats Big Ben Roethlisberger at the big catch-up bottle yesterday afternoon. They are 7-0 for the first time in their history. We knew New England won on Thursday. They remain unbeaten as well. So the Colts have their hands full on a short week, and who knows what their quarterback is up to it or not with his bad ribs. Joe, you've got some basketball to get to tomorrow night. Believe it or not, IU, the Candy Stripers, are going to be out on the hardwood at the Assembly Hall.
Yeah.
Come
it's going to be the first of two preseason games for Tom's Bunch, opening up tomorrow with Ottawa, who, as you mentioned earlier, beat them on that tour they made a year ago to Montreal. So some new faces, pretty good crowd, from what I gather, for the haunted
Halloween not bad at all.
Gathering there.
Saw a little scrimmage. We'll talk about that tonight in the zone, what I saw sitting courtside there. And I just saw that Joey Logano not very happy with yesterday's Martinsville 500. Somebody spin him out?
Yeah, well, the guy that he spun him out was Matt Kenseth, and that was definitely payback from a race earlier in the chase. So I could see that coming. Yeah, he wasn't.
There you go.
He wasn't pleased. But a good storyline here for Jeff Gordon.
Yeah,
he's
big win.
Now qualified for the chase, and I mean he's in the big show now. And you know, this is his final go around. And a kid that grew up early on down at the Bloomington Speedway, and it's great to see him in his final year. Possibly win a fifth title, who knows? So, I mean, he's got as good a chance as anybody. So he won yesterday at Richmond, and then they'll move on now to, Texas, Phoenix, and then they'll close out with the Homestead race in Florida.
There you have it. The Royals are World Series champions. They score five times.
How many
did
they
12th?
Get in the 12th?
Five.
Just five?
I fell asleep at the pitching change. I couldn't take it anymore. I knew the Mets weren't getting five in the bottom of the 12th, so it was time for bed. But it was a two they got in the ninth, Matt Harvey. Terry Collins elects to leave in his starter. He walks the leadoff man, gives up a run-scoring double, puts his closer in the hole. The ball didn't leave the infield. The Royals manufacture another run. Was that the eighth game they had trailed and come from behind to win in the playoffs this year?
That's their game.
They're never done. They're never out. And their bullpen's going to be better than your bullpen, so they don't care how long the game's going to last. 14 innings in game number one to get things started. The Royals win. 12 innings in game number five to clinch it 4-1. First World Series championship since 1985. We'll get caught up on the IU beat coming up at 8:45. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Sounds good. Number 700 for the soccer fellas, the field hockey Big Ten tournament, and the Hoosiers back to work against number 10 on Saturday at 3:30.
And that's Iowa, and that time has been established. All right, sounds good, Joe. We'll get
right,
coming
friend.
Up. Thank you. Joe Smith, live on the telephone, 7:45 and 8:45, Monday mornings. Our magic number to get things started on a Monday morning is 700. Tell us why that is important as we get the work week started.
Well, more added to the legacy, simply of winning. 700, a nice round number. 700 men's soccer wins coming on Seniors Night, fittingly. 1-0 against Wisconsin. Indiana becoming just the fifth D1 soccer program to reach 700 wins, and I might add, the fastest ever to do so. Numbers aside, as Coach Todd Yeagley was mentioning post-game on Saturday night, the numbers aren't as special as the consistency and the mentality. Of course, his pop, the legendary Hall of Famer, Jerry, authored 544 of those W's, and Todd came up with 79 playing under him, and now 70 more coaching and counting. And I say that because the Soccer Hoosiers are on a roll. 7-1-1 the last nine at the right time of year. Freshman midfielder Austin Poncho scored in the 52nd minute, tapping in Grant Lillard's near miss. And the defense took over from there. They've shut out three of the last four. Colin Webb notched another whitewash. He's the top goalie in the Big Ten as the Hoosiers moved up to fourth in the standings. 700 wins and counting. Well, Sydney Supica celebrated Seniors Day back on Friday in style for Amanda Janney's field hockey crew. She scored the game winner in that 2-0 win over Rutgers that clinched the program best third place finish in the Big Ten. Indiana finishing out 9-9, but 5-3 in the Big Ten. A school record for wins, by the way, in conference play. And now Indiana, we knew this. They were going to host the Big Ten championships, and that they will later in the week. Fourth-seeded Northwestern and fifth-seeded Ohio State open up things at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. The Hoosiers will play sixth-seeded Penn State, a team they beat 1-0 earlier this fall at 5:30 on Thursday. On the cross-country circuit, the IU men's team finished fourth. Ron Helmer's crew up in Evanston. The IU women placed ninth. The good news, Rory Hunter, Jason Christ, each earned first-team All-Big Ten honors. And over on the women's side, Amanda Benke earned second-team recognition. Fifth-ranked Michigan won the men's championship, and number 15 Penn State came home first, ending Michigan State's two-year reign as Big Ten champion. Elsewhere, the IU women volleyball team lost in Madison yesterday in three to the Badgers. Senior libero Courtney Harnish moving into 10th place on the Hoosiers' all-time list for career digs. In the pool over the weekend, the IU men and women, Ray Luz's crew and Drew Johansson's divers came up with 11 total wins against some pretty stiff company in Tennessee, Kentucky, and North Carolina at the Seaback. The ninth-ranked men knocked off number 11 Tennessee and beat Kentucky, lost to number 12 North Carolina, while the 11th-ranked women beat Kentucky and lost to ninth-ranked Tennessee and number 5 North Carolina. But Miranda Tucker won a couple events, the 100 breast and 200 breast, and Blake Peroni won three events to lead Ray's men to the victories that they had, capturing the 1 and 200 frees and the 200 IM. Meanwhile, down under in Brisbane, a pair of current and former IU divers teamed up to medal at the Grand Prix Gold Coast meet over the weekend. Junior Michael Hickson and former IU and Limington South State champion Darian Schmidt won the silver medal in the synchronized 3-meter event, while IU grad Amy Kozad and sophomore Jessica Parado, we've talked about them doing what they do best, and that's win medals, color it bronze in the synchronized 10-meter. Football Hoosiers back to work. They go up against unbeaten and 10th-ranked Iowa. The Hawkeyes coming in for 3:30 action on Saturday. And Coach Tom of the Basketball Hoosiers, the first of two preseason exhibitions against Ottawa tomorrow night, tip-off in the hall at 7 o'clock. We'll have the morning after on Wednesday this week, kicking off our coverage there of men's hoops. Indiana will also play a preseason game against Bellarmine a week from tonight. Well, we have Colts football, and ahead of that, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls at 6, and of course, they'll be in the red zone starting at 7 until Bob Lamy and Chuck Pagano in the pregame show. With Colts coverage tonight, a tough one for the 3-4 Horseshoes as they take on unbeaten Carolina. Kickoff will be at 8:30, and coverage again tonight here on the airwaves at 7:30. Colts, Carolina.
Yeah, busy weekend, Joe. Jeff Gordon sneaks into the back door of the Chase. The Kansas City Royals are world champions. That was last night in 12 innings. They come back in the ninth to tie it. And that was their eighth come-from-behind victory in the playoffs. What a great story, a great balanced team. They're fun to watch. Created runs,
yeah,
manufactured runs.
That's how they put the ball in play.
They did. It made the other team make mistakes, and there's something to be said about that. And it doesn't have to be the home run. You put a little balance through that lineup, and you probably couldn't name three guys on the Royals before the series started, and I bet you can only name about two afterwards, and that doesn't count Volquez and Cueto for you Reds fans. So that's a sign of a great team when you can't even name the lineup 1-9. So good stuff from
or
there.
Their bullpen, which has been outstanding really from
they lost,
the start of the
spring. And they lost Holland, their closer, in September.
Yeah.
We'll figure that one out, please. Thank
there
you.
There you go.
My goodness, you got a big sectional football championship coming up on Friday night. Let's not forget about the Panthers and their quest to move forward. You said earlier this morning this could be their first back-to-back in some time.
16 years.
Wow.
Last time they strung three together in 97, 8, and 9. So they're going. Of course, that would go in line with what they've been able to accomplish, i.e. the first 9-0 season, obviously, since 99, which they accomplished at the end of the regular season and also outright Conference Indiana champs. So as I mentioned, with November being here, this is the month to win championships, and their aim is to win the sectional, the regional, the semi-state, and Thanksgiving weekend, the state at Lucas Oil.
Excellent stuff, Joe. We appreciate your time. No sports talk this week. Obviously, you'll be at the Assembly Hall with exhibition basketball. Hoosiers taking on Ottawa. Dave and I will talk a little Haunted Hall of Hoops, get you ready for tomorrow night's exhibition game, plus Colts and Carolina 7:30 pregame tonight. So a busy Monday rolls on. Thanks for making us a part of it.
All righty. You as well. Have a great week, my friend.
Joe Smith, Monday morning, 7:45 and 8:45. We'll